Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chioneso Johnny, your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, my guest is Natasha Bell, and she's got a lot to share with you, a youth staying in Washington, D.C. Hello, Natasha.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
What makes you incredible?
I believe that what makes me incredible is that I do not wait for things to happen for me. I'm always looking for something to do for myself and trying out new things, whether it's looking to work for two different jobs or just trying out to see if there's anything else that I can do on the side to either make money or just to gain more experience for myself.
You are 21, right?
Yes, I just turned 21 in March.
Now, how do you compare your life being in Zimbabwe and now being in the United States of America?
It's a little bit hard to compare because I left when I was 13. That's when I came here. And when I was 13, back home, I did have responsibilities. You know, as a young female back home, you have to cook, you have to, you know, help out a lot with the house, doing duties. So we have responsibilities of working an actual job, you know, from morning to maybe 6 o'clock or even more than 8 hours or 10 hours, and actually taking care of my own phone bill and actually going to buy my own clothes. I didn't have those responsibilities. So coming to this country, you do realize that people that travel abroad, they're not just going because they want to live a luxury life or they just want to get money. They're actually going because they do have the knowledge that it's not easy to come here, but they're dedicated enough to come here and work 2, 3 jobs or even 4 sometimes to be able to help people that are back home and to also build a better life for themselves here. Difference is that just working even harder than I imagined that I would have to.
So how did you get into African jewelry?
I'm very interested in drawing and painting and just arts and crafts. Just if I see someone wearing an outfit, I always picture myself wearing it differently or adding a couple other pieces to it because I always love being African. I know people back home think that when you come to the U.S., you forget, you know, where you came from and you just want to be American, but I'm totally different from that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me.
And that was Natasha Bell, and I am Chioneso Johnny, your host for Time to Engage.